Colm McCann is an Irish writer who lives in New York City and the author of 4 books of fiction, most of which are set in Ireland. In his new novel, he takes a daring leap and writes a fictionalized biography of the Russian dancer Rudolf Nureyev. It's called Dancer, and Alan Chews has a review.
A big leap for Colm McCann, and a big success. The writer's unaccountable choice of subject pays off here. Even though the work is heavily dependent on biography, the story moves along in a series of well-made scenes, and McCann's fine sense of detail makes just about every scene work beautifully. We begin during World War II, the period of Nureyev's childhood, in the provincial Russian town of Ufa. His Tartar parents are amazed to find their only male child to be quite talented at dance from an early age. Some sophisticated Leningraders living in exile in the young performer's hometown take him under their wing, as do numerous others along the line, from relatives in Leningrad to teachers and stagehands, and after Nureyev's defection to the West, numerous rich folk take him up and take up with him in orgies of food, sex, and shopping. McCann chooses to tell all this from numerous points of view, including that of Nureyev's French housekeeper and the British artisan who made his dancing shoes, with the dancer himself basically silent and secretive, pirouetting in the middle of things. Something about him released people from the world, says the daughter of his first teacher. Something tempted them out. And I felt the same way while reading this fascinating treatment of the life of one of the great performers of the 20th century, tempted out of my usual sort of reading, drawn by the fascinating figure in the middle of this bravura performance by one of my favorite young writers.
The book is Dancer by Colm McCann. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.